With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House is relaunching an immigration program for thousands of migrants from four Latin American countries.
After a one-month suspension, the White House is again implementing an immigration program for thousands from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, allowing them to fly into the U.S. for a two-year stay as long as they have a financial sponsor. Allegations of fraud were investigated, and the Department of Homeland Security says it's not widespread, but the agency will step up its review of financial records that sponsors are required to submit, as well as their criminal backgrounds. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Records show a plant linked to a deadly listeria outbreak broke food safety rules dozens of times.
Newly released records show a Boar's Head deli meat plant in Jarrett, Virginia, tied to a deadly food poisoning outbreak, repeatedly violated federal regulations. The violations included instances of mold, insects, liquid dripping from ceilings, and meat and fat residue on walls, floors, and equipment. Agriculture Department officials logged 69 instances of non-compliance with federal rules in the past year at the Boar's Head plant. It's been linked to listeria deaths of at least 9 people and hospitalizations of about 50 others in 18 states. One food safety expert says the reports raise red flags about company officials and regulators. I'm Norman Hall.
Former President Donald Trump says that if he wins a second term, he wants to make IVF treatment free for families. However, the former president did not detail how he would fund it or how it would work. Trump spoke at a rally Thursday in Michigan. On Wall Street, the Dow by 243 points, the Nasdaq dropped 39, the S&P down a fraction. This is SRN News. An atheist group attacks baccalaureate ceremonies in Texas.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has extracted a promise from the Community Independent School District that it will no longer sponsor annual services for graduating seniors. The district's baccalaureate has been an opportunity for the community to gather around the seniors and pray for them as they leave school. The foundation spends a lot of its time trying to drive any expression of Christianity out of the public square and uses the threat of lawsuits to do it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court rejected Tennessee's attempt to collect millions of dollars in family planning funds without complying with federal rules requiring clinics to provide abortion referrals. Last year, Tennessee's attorney general filed a federal complaint seeking to overturn the Department of Health and Human Services' decision to disqualify the state from receiving the money through Title X. This is SRN News. Stocks lost some momentum at the end of the day.
Stocks closed with mixed results on Wall Street Thursday after some late-day selling. The S&P 500 was essentially flat after giving up an earlier gain of nearly 1%. The Nasdaq fell 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 243 points or 0.6%, setting a record high. NVIDIA weighed on the market with a drop of 6.4%. Its stellar results for the second quarter failed to meet the lofty expectations of some analysts. The stock's big market value tends to have an outsized impact on the broader market. The Commerce Department upgraded its assessment of U.S. economic growth for the second quarter to 3% from a previous estimate of 2.8%. Damian Troisi, New York.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week as the U.S. labor market remains healthy in the face of high interest rates. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.